This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569 to talk about whatever it is that's on your mind today. As I mentioned, we were talking about a story which is really very scary, and as a parent, I think everybody needs to be paying attention. All right, here's the headline. For men, the importance of safe sex depends on how hot their partner is. This is one of those ones that is not intuitively obvious. Well, maybe it is. All right, they showed 50 dudes, 51 heterosexual men, but between the ages of 19 and 61, pictures of women. Okay, here's the deal. They were supposed to rate the attractiveness of the woman. Then the question was, if you're single, how likely would you be to have sex with this woman should the opportunity arise? Number three, if you were single and you were to have sex with this woman, how likely is it that you would use a condom? And four, how likely is it that this woman would have a sexually transmitted disease? Okay? It's STI, it's sexually transmitted, I guess, infection. Here's the problem. The higher a woman's attractiveness rating, the more men were interested in having sex, not surprisingly, but the less interested they were in using a condom. Attractiveness also doesn't link up with perceived STD risks. In fact, some men were most attracted to women they thought had a high risk of STDs, while others were highly attracted to ladies who they perceived would have a low risk. Attractiveness was the key to condom use. So, I mean, you might assume that if a woman, obviously the guys could rationalize it either way. Men who are more attracted to riskier women are just as disinclined to wear a condom when they have sex with these women as men who are more attracted to safer women. It's particularly significant in the light of rising rates of STDs in the U.S., particularly chlamydia, syphilis, and gonorrhea. Tailored and targeted sex education campaigns that take attractiveness biases into account may help. So the point being that you need to talk with your sons and your daughters about this. And I think the word for both has to be use a condom every time. Use a condom every time, not only to protect against unwanted pregnancies, but against sexually transmitted diseases, which can ruin your life. I mean, syphilis being rampant again is terrifying. All right, so let's just look. All right, I suppose there are lots of things about teenagers today. This one, I don't know. This one was less alarming to me than most. A teen arrested after a 4 a.m. roller coaster joyride. Of course, the fact they call it joyride may be the reason I'm not upset about it. They went into the control room and switched the ride on. They played on the 82-year-old wooden roller coaster for up to half hour before breaking into the park's cafe and throwing food around. These were Brits, so it's nice to, I guess, assume that somehow British teenagers are just as awful as kids. They climbed over the barriers and locked the gates before activating the ride. They operated for about a half hour. The CCTV footage understood they were basically running around for 30 minutes. You could see the kids doing it. I don't know. That's how some seems to me kind of less onerous than stealing a car, right? I mean, you're not going to hurt anybody but yourself at this point. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not strict enough. I mean, it was certainly breaking and entering, but they didn't hurt anybody. I don't know that I'd run around on a roller coaster at 4 o'clock in the morning that was that old, but then I'm not crazy about roller coasters. All right, so that seems to me less onerous than the Make America White campaign. This is a guy who's running for the 3rd Congressional District seat. He said he has no hatred for people of color. The sign's message, as I mentioned, is Americans should go back to the 1960s, Ozzie and Harriet, Leave It to Beaver time, when there were no break-ins, no violent crimes, no mass immigration. Can you believe that? I mean, if I were in Tennessee is having a hard time these days. I respect their right to have an opinion. I believe the majority of the people in the county like it. Can you believe that? And that's horrifying. I mean, it's giving substance to racism. I mean, it's one thing to be a bigot. It's another to brag about being a bigot. I don't know. He posted a second sign with Martin Luther King's "I Have a Dream" quote written over a White House surrounded by Confederate flags.
Jeez.
All right, I'm going to tell you this guy's name so you can vote against him, right?
Yeah.
The election doesn't happen until August 4th. He's running as an independent candidate. His name is, I think it's Mike. Is it Mike Tyler? Wait a minute. Let's see if I can find it. Rick Tyler. Man, Tennessee, you can't do that. You can't support that kind of idiocy. All right, 855-993-7569. So I thought we'd talk about today. I want to do some theater eventually, but I thought we'd talk about today what kind of relationship you have with your ex because of Michelle's call about the issue of co-parenting when you have an ex. And I know if you don't have children, quite often people walk away from their exes. I know people who were married for a significant amount of time who, when they didn't have children, never saw their ex again. After they were divorced, they never saw them again. Which, I mean, I don't have an opinion about it either way. I mean, in some ways, someone that you spent that much time with in your life, it depends on the basis of the divorce, I suppose, among other things. But once you have kids, that's nearly impossible and certainly not very moral, because even though you may not be crazy about the adult, you still have responsibilities to the kids, and co-parenting really requires some level of communication, at least when the kids are young. So I thought we would look at that. And so, Manny, you fall into the first group, right? Because you didn't have kids, so you and your ex don't have any relationship at all, right?
Nope.
So, I mean, the good news...
She's tried to reach out in the past.
And why are you not interested?
Because it's in the past. It's a chapter in my life that's no longer...
Was it painful?
The initial breakup was painful, yeah. But...
Was the breakup her idea?
Initially, yeah, and then it kind of became a mutual thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Do you know where she is?
Yeah, she's in a different state. So.
And when's the most recent time that she'd reached out?
Oh, about 2 years ago.
If she reached out today or tomorrow, would you be interested or not?
Probably not. I would say it's very unlikely.
Okay. But no real animosity, just no interest.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any ill will towards her, and I'm not wishing anything. I mean, I wish her the best, actually. I hope she's, doing well and happy, but it's, we're different people, and it's, I don't really view her as someone that I could even have any sort of relationship with, even as, like, a friend, so,
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that sometimes the people we marry are not the people that we feel that we could be friends with, which is sort of an interesting statement about marriage, if you think about it, right?
Yeah.
That I could marry this person and live with them and sleep with them, but I couldn't be friends with them. I mean, part of it is, if you're young enough, that you're not really fully formed. But as I sort of say repeatedly, that sex moves us past, at the speed of light, past things we ought not to be moving past at all. So there is that. Alrighty, so let's see what other people have said about... Well, it looks we're just about to take a break here, aren't we?
Yeah.
We've got about...
in about 8 seconds. So.
8 seconds. Well, that's not... I mean, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sort of push you that much. 8 seconds, come on. That's pretty close.
Oh, there you go. Zero
there you go. I should have just sort of cleared my throat. That would have taken 8 seconds. All right, 855-993-7569. I'll also tell you what's going on Broadway and off-Broadway when we come back. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCM. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. As I mentioned, I did an interview with Mike Harrison at Talkers Magazine, who just won an award for his podcast. And I did one about being a psychologist in troubled times, and that's up on at talkers.com. It's also up at drjoy.com, so you can listen if you'd like to. Phil, welcome to the program. How may I help you?
Yeah, I sort of disagree with your analysis of the Omar Mateen thing about his homosexuality and the connection to religion.
Okay.
I think if you look at Abrahamic religion, what they have is sin in that religion. And sin is the idea that there's certain desires that you have that are hostile and anger God. And if, let's say, you have homosexual feelings and you feel that, like, it actually is wrong to do so and that you're offending God.
Right.
I think that in an Abrahamic religion, you would seek atonement, because if you don't seek atonement, you're going to go to hell. And I think in Islam, the way to atone, at least for some subsects of Islam, is to die a martyr.
So is to what? Wait a minute. You had me tell the last sentence. The way to atone for the sin is to die or murder?
Well,
is that what you said?
Let's say that that's a perversion of Islam. Let's say that that's not actually real Islam. Let's say that there are some people that believe that is Islam, and those people want to seek atonement, and they think that they can, you know, atone with God by committing these acts. They may be mistaken.
I get what you're saying now. All right, let me see if I can paraphrase this and make sure that I actually know, because I don't want to misunderstand you. You're saying that in some religions, and in many fundamental religions, not only Islam, in Orthodox almost everything, the thought is the same as the deed, which, as a psychologist, I actually have some serious problems with, as you can imagine. So the idea is that the thought is the same as the deed. So if you have a sinful thought, it's the same as committing a sinful deed. And therefore, the way to atone for it is to essentially involve yourself in a holy war, in a jihad. So that, okay, so I it's a good point. I mean, that so that the is it a perversion of basic tenets? Look, I mean, the whole point about any religion is people take, or any philosophy, they take from it what seems relevant to them. So to call it a perversion, it may be a misunderstanding from somebody's point of view, but that's the whole point, is that we all take from theories what seems relevant to us, and whether it's perverted or not, or enhanced, depends on the viewpoint of the person. But what you're saying is that he could have viewed himself as being involved in a holy war. Which, to a certain extent, doesn't really contradict what I said, because the whole point is that a rationalization is a way of keeping us, and whether it's a rationalization or not, it's a way of keeping us from looking at what our feelings truly are. Right?
Well, I don't think it's a way of not looking at your feelings. I think it's a fundamental difference in philosophy. Like, you feel homosexuality is not wrong, but it is possible that God does exist and that homosexuality is wrong. I'm not saying that's true or false. I'm just saying there are a lot of people that believe that. And to say that that's repression, or is to basically discount every religion in the world that has some form of prohibition of innate desires.
Your point's well taken. That repression, wait a minute, here's another way of looking at it. The point of all religion, not only religion, but any socialization, by definition, is repression of impulses, right? If you think about it.
I would disagree with you.
How? Because, I mean, if we're saying that the idea is to push it away.
If your assumptions are right about what is true and real, you are correct. But it is possible that God exists and that certain behaviors
But I don't think we have to put God either in the equation or take God out of the equation. If, in fact, the point of any philosophy, any religion, any socialization, any parenting, any teaching is to tame our whatever society views, whatever the religion views, whatever the parent views, whatever the teacher views, whatever we view as unacceptable, is to push it away. And if we go back to your original theory that says that the thought is that having the thought is as sinful as doing the deed, which I don't disagree with. I'm saying that I think that is part of many fundamental religions.
What we're talking about is basically morality. It's saying that you may want to do something, but it may not be right to do it.
Well, but morality obviously is context sensitive. So what we're saying is the value of any religion, or the point of any religion, any teaching, any socialization, any parenting is, in fact, to push away, which is just another word for repressing. Now, the issue between the two of us may become is whether it's conscious or unconscious, but by the repression can be either. So, and
I think would you grant that maybe repression might be good in some circumstances? Like, let's say you're a very angry person,
sure,
and you have a tendency to be violent.
Well, all right, let's look at what repression means. If repression means to understand, see, from my point of view, repression is not helpful because repression, by definition, means you haven't acknowledged it. So there's no way to express
it. What would you do after you acknowledged it and you still think the behavior is wrong and you still have a desire to do it?
Okay, well, let's look at anger. Okay, because that's kind of an obvious one. That I may be just really... Here, let me just give you an example. Let's say that you were really making me angry, which you're not. I'm delighted that we're engaged in this, but okay. Let's say for a moment that I was really making you angry. And my impulse was to tell you, in no uncertain terms and four-letter words, to go to hell. Now, once I realize that that's how I feel, then I have some options. Because I can say, gee, Phil, I don't have any more time today. Or I could say, gee, Phil, could you explain that more to me because I don't really get it? Or I could say, Phil, you're clearly wrong. I mean, I have some options. If I just push that feeling of anger away, then the only way that makes any sense is if that anger, by pushing it away, goes away. As a psychologist, I would argue that it doesn't go away, that it just begins to be less accessible. And once things are not accessible, then they have the possibility of coming up and getting beyond our defenses. And so I would swear at you, I would hang up at you, I would go through the microphone across the room, and all of those are dangerous, as opposed to it may not be very comfortable to admit that I'm really angry with you or that you've engaged me on some level that makes me defensive. But at least if I understand it, I have some options to be able to control my own behavior. And I think that's the issue that kind of comes down to me, is the issue is not the emotion. The issue is the behavior. So that gets back to our original notion. As a psychologist, not a theologian, but a psychologist, the thought and the deed are significantly different. Thinking that I want to hit you on the head with a baseball bat is significantly different than hitting you on the head with a baseball bat. Now, obviously, one can lead to the other, but it doesn't have to. Stick with me for just a second, because I really want to hear your response, all right? 855-99, and I'm not mad at you, 855-993-7569, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We're talking with Phil in a very interesting way, in that he's saying, okay, that if you're part of a fundamentalist religious group, and it's not only Islam or it's any fundamentalist group, that there is very little distinction made between thought and action. That the thought is a sinful thought is a sin as well as a sinful action. I'm saying, as a psychologist, not a theologian, I differentiate between the two because sinful thoughts have alternatives. Sinful, but you're not responsible for your thoughts. Thoughts just occur to you. But your actions you are, in fact, responsible for. And the only way that I know to teach people how to be responsible for their behavior is to acknowledge their thoughts, which they're not responsible for, because I'm not a fundamentalist theologian. I'm a psychologist, because it's the only way to have any control over your behavior. So that's, and I didn't want to just cut you off, so I wanted you to respond.
That's not my claim. I'm not saying, like, maybe in some fundamentalist religion, there's a difference between thought and action. But I think in Islam, there's actually a distinction between thought and action. But, I mean, it may or may not be true, but that that hidden guy who was maybe the guy's boyfriend came out and said that he got AIDS from a Puerto Rican guy. Maybe he was seeing that as, like, God's punishment of him for engaging in homosexuality. And it was a final cue to him that what he was doing really was wrong, and he needed to atone for it in a drastic way.
I hear what you're saying. But it's not contradictory. It's a different explanation, but it's certainly not contradictory to the notion of repression. I mean, as I said, I think you could argue that any socialization attempt, you know, whether you're talking about a cult, a religion, a parent, a teacher, you know, a guru, is an attempt to deal with the fact that human beings have antisocial impulses, and to sort of, whether we say God will punish you or the devil made you do it, or we have all sorts of explanations for it, but it all comes down to the same goal. And you can certainly put God in the equation if you want, that the deal is to teach people to behave in ways that are societally acceptable. Now you could say, well, societally acceptable is going to vary from society to society, with which I would not argue. But
maybe we could send a bunch of psychologists to the Middle East and that would solve the problem.
You know, let me tell you, let me just... Funny you should say that. I think just about the 1 year anniversary of the fact that I was in Israel as a guest of the Prime Minister, and went. You know, people keep asking me how I got, you know, how I get invited, and I think it's because I have a talk show that's not religious. I'm not religious, and to be quite honest, had not much interest in that part of the world. And if I had an interest, it was probably the archaeological part of it, because you can see. Theology interests me as an intellectual concept. It doesn't engage me particularly emotionally. But then I'm a psychologist. I'm a scientist. So the idea that I had before I went to Israel was that somehow there has to be peace in the Middle East. You can't continue after thousands of years for people to be shooting each other. And the best explanation I ever heard about the Israeli issue about the West Bank was a woman who was Jewish said that the idea of taking the West Bank away from Palestinians is kind of like jumping out of a burning building and landing on somebody's head, which I thought was a terrific metaphor, that it's that you're in trouble and you need to find some safety, but you can't do it at somebody else's expense, until I went there. And then I have no idea. I mean, I would, and they've asked me to come back because I was dealing with people who had been subjected to terrorism and dealt with them, and they were, I was really sort of humbled by the experience and felt kind of a little uncomfortable doing it, but it was apparently effective, so that was great. But you walk down a street, Phil, and on the left-hand side are bullets from Jordan, on the right-hand are bullets from Israel, and it's not the people. The people have been living side by side for a gazillion years, but the government, and somehow, I don't even know how we negotiate that except to say, you know, can we all play nice? And I don't know how. I mean, I would love to be part of psychologists who went there and said, okay, look, if as you point out, I mean, there have been huge amounts of research done. In fact, going to an Arab Israeli school, there was a documentary called I think 13, where they took a bunch of Arab 13-year-old boys and a bunch of Jewish 13-year-old boys, and they sent them to soccer camp together, and they played beautifully together, and then they finally sent them down and said, all right, what do we do about Israel? And each of those kids were 13 years old, looked straight in the camera and said, God gave that land to me, and God told me to kill anybody who tries to take it away from me. I mean, I don't know. Real estate you can negotiate. I don't know how you negotiate, God told me this is mine. I'm completely undone by it. And so,
yeah,
I mean, there's a part of me that would love to do this, and another part that says, I don't know how. I don't begin to know how.
Yeah, that's why I think that the left's approach to solving human problems won't work, because it sort of attempts to make people into, like, self-enlightened beings that realize, you know, their feelings and all that kind of stuff. I don't think that's just human nature for most people. I think only a very small privileged segment of human population in all of history has had that ability to do so through education.
And well, but I think we can. But that seems to me the hope, that if we can teach people to do that, if we can teach, and it has to start very young, that if you can teach kids to acknowledge, and we don't do it in our society either, and we would in theory view a democracy as that's part and parcel of knowing about your feelings. But if a kid says to a parent, "I hate you," you say, "No, you don't." Well, they do. And until they can acknowledge those feelings and understand where they come from and how to express them verbally and how not to act them out, we're lost. But as parents or as educators or as teachers, however we're going to look at it, instead of encouraging people to talk about their feelings. So I'm not saying I've watched kids smack a parent in the face and the kid says, and the parent says, "Gee, you must be angry." And I'm saying that's not okay either. That there needs to be some socialization. There needs to be some control of behavior. But the only way I know to have any attempt at controlling behavior, at behaving, at being empathic, is to understand your own feelings. And until you understand your own feelings, you're not going to give a tinker's damn about anybody else's. And
I even think if we devoted like half the world's resources to making sure that happens, I still think it would only affect maybe about 1% of the global population. And to base a policy or a philosophy hoping for that will always fail, and it's naive.
Well, you're not the first or last person to ever can accuse me of being naive, but I don't know what the alternative is. And as far as I'm concerned, it is education. It's education in the broadest sense. It's education in terms of knowing yourself. So, because until you know yourself, you're not going to be able to process anybody else.
But
I think there are more people who can read now than ever in the history of the world. There are more people, in theory, who have the opportunity to think as opposed to just work. There are more opportunity for people to grow older as opposed to die young. So, I may be a trifle. I also understand, and it's part of what I'm doing with my foundation these days, is to understand that you can't take people completely out of context because it won't work. The family and friends and peer groups are too important. So you have to move people in kind of pods together to support change, to support enlightenment. But I think it's possible. I mean, look, that's what I spent my life doing on a micro level.
Yeah. Well, I don't mean to, like, poo-poo on your life's work or anything. I just think that highlights the difference between the right and the left. But the left seeks, universal education and sort of a utopian vision of man, and while the right just, like, grasps for stability.
Well, but I think there's a middle ground that says that we may not be able. Utopia, by definition, is a Greek word which means nowhere. So I think between those, that first of all, it seems to me that the right sort of assumes that they're better than everybody else, that they're the ones who know, and everybody else needs to be controlled, and the left assumes that everybody's educable, and there's probably the reality is probably somewhere in between. Because,
well, I disagree with that. I think that the right tends to want people to have autonomy, and the left, at least not in theory but in practice, always tries to micromanage society.
Well, I don't want to do either. I don't think you can micromanage because I think there are too many individual variations. But I think
having your guns in the middle of a cabin in the middle of nowhere where no one tells you what to do, while the left is like, you can't say this or say that because it's hateful.
I don't think that's a particularly accurate representation. I think it's kind of a hyperbole on both sides. But listen, I'm the kumbaya kind of kid, but can't we all just get along? Phil, thanks for your call. 855-993-7569. Okay, I'm going to talk about theater next. Enough drama. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. and it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Tell them of how I'm yearning.
Okay, Judy, yearn. Okay, here we go. All right, now understand that once the Drama Desk and once the Tonys have come out, that some plays close that didn't get much traction. Some tickets become harder. But this is not the time of year where Broadway debuts things because the award season has essentially come and gone. I think at some point Broadway is very likely going to become like the movies in that they used to do summer blockbusters that would start at Memorial Day, and they would have like clusters, 8 or 10 would open in 1 week, and then also around Christmas time in time for the Oscars. And now, finally, companies have decided that if you release 8 movies on 1 weekend, that only one of them can be number one. On the other hand, if you introduce 8 movies in 8 weeks, that at least each of them has a potential of being number one. So movies have started, movie companies have started doing that, which I think makes it a lot easier on the consumer. I would hope that at some point Broadway will do that, but they're probably not going to, although Off-Broadway does do it. So a little bit more because they have more limited runs and they're slightly less expensive. And, I don't know exactly what the theory is behind it. And it turns out at some point when there's nothing more going on, I'll explain to you the differentiation between Broadway, Off-Broadway, and Off-Off-Broadway. It has nothing to do with location. It has to do with seating capacity, whether they have to use how much recorded music they can use, whether they have to do live music, yada, yada. Okay, two plays that I've seen in the last week. Both of them are relatively new. Out of the Mouth of Babes is written by Israel Horowitz, who is a fairly well-known playwright. This one stars Estelle Parsons and Judith Ivey. It also stars Angelina Fiordalisi and Francesca Choi Kee. But the two mainstays and the two wonderful performers, the other two are okay, but Estelle Parsons and Judith Ivey are fantastic. And I must admit, with complete transparency, that I love Judith Ivey because she actually played a radio psychologist on Broadway, and she came and sat in on my program before she did her performance, which was wonderful for me. And I also got to interview her when she was playing The Woman with All the Answers, when she played Ann Landers, whom I had met before, so I got to do the talk back for that. The two of them are wonderful. The story is we've got Judith arriving, kind of looking like a hippie, in a lovely Paris apartment with huge windows. I don't know that I've ever been in a Paris apartment that had as much window space as this one does, and a lot of artwork. And it turns out that that they knew the same man. One of them was married to him, and the other was a long-term on-and-off girlfriend. And it turns out that Judith caused the breakup of Estelle's marriage, supposedly, to this dude. Then two other women arrive, and it turns out that they've been married to him as well. And so the idea, the title, Out of the Mouth of Babes, the women are the babes. This happens in two acts. And I took a friend, and her objection was that they make suicide kind of lighthearted. And I agree with that criticism. The second act is probably better than the first. There are some things that are vaguely predictable in it, but there are some genuinely funny, witty lines in this one. And Estelle Parsons and Judith Ivey just have a terrific time. The idea being that they're all going to the funeral of this dude who was clearly a womanizer, had a lot of artwork, and was somewhat of a rake, and is now 100 years old. And is so they're talking about the funeral, and that, again, suicide. I agree. I think making fun of suicide is not very appropriate, but it actually does work more or less in the context. As I said, second act's better than the first. And seeing Estelle and Judith is really wonderful. All right, a play that's getting more publicity, and it's just been extended through September, so you can probably get your little butt down to see it. I forgot to tell you that the Out of the Mouth of Babes is the Cherry Lane Theater, which is one of my favorite theaters. I've not only handled talkbacks there, I've been through all their renovations, so the chairs are now actually comfortable. But I actually did my my improv, my debut there, when I did Naked in a Fishbowl to a sold-out audience and scared the living daylights out of me. So Cherry Lane, it's also got a very nice restaurant next door. So it's a little hard to find, but worth the trip. All right, New York Theater Workshop has got Hadestown, which is a retelling of the myth of Orpheus and Eurydice, which obviously the audience didn't know, which was sort of cute that they were so surprised with how it turns out, which I'm not going to tell you because you might not know anything about it. It's got a terrific cast of which my favorite, just because I've met him before, and I thought he was in The Grinch That Stole Christmas, and I think that Patrick Page is one of those forces of nature. He comes out looking like a sexy Johnny Cash when Persephone, who, I don't know if you know the issue about Persephone and Hades, but Persephone is spring, and she visits the underworld once a year to spend time in the underworld with her husband, and that's winter, and then she goes back above ground and brings the spring. And the woman who plays Persephone is wonderful. She's Amber Gray, whom I didn't know anything about, but she's wonderful in this one. It's theater in the round. It's got a great band that's on stage. There's seven members, three people who are in the chorus and also play various musical instruments. The story about Orpheus and Eurydice isn't nearly as much fun, which is Orpheus follows Eurydice down to the underworld because she gets bribed by Patrick Page because her heart is with Orpheus, but she's hungry, and she makes a compromise. It was really fun. It helps if you know the story ahead of time. It'll make it a little bit more understandable. And the fates are wonderful. Hermes is Chris Sullivan, who is kind of the, I guess he's the messenger of all this. Part of it looks like a New Orleans funeral procession. It's just, the music is wonderful. I probably would have made it instead of a two-hour production with a small intermission. I would have done it in 90 minutes. They sell beer during the intermission, which is a new thing that theaters do because they can make money on it. But I think it should have been cut a little bit because you really don't care particularly about Orpheus and Eurydice because they have the least interesting roles. But when Patrick Page welcomes Persephone back to the underworld, to Hades, and she says, "You're early," he says. He comes out and growls, "I missed ya." And it was wonderful. So Hades Town has been extended. It's really worth seeing. Tough ticket. A little bit long, but not bad at all. I think I gave this one like 4.5 stars. I gave Out of the Mouth of Babes 3.5 stars because it's a little bit lighter. It's a lot lighter. There's no music involved in it. The two women, if it had been just the two women, I probably would have gotten it slightly higher. But I agree with the criticism that making fun of suicide is not necessarily real comfortable. Suppose if you could laugh or cry. More details at drjoy.com. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.